David, do you want to say something? That's my son, David, who was one of the leaders of the community center where we were. Totally, get no respect anymore.
We could spend a long time, as everyone who's spoken has said, talking about the dynamics of that time and what it meant for those of us who were involved. But I'd like to share just a couple personal feelings about what our involvement with the Panther Party meant. And I think there were two things which were extremely important about the NCCF, the National Committee to Combat Fascism, which became a national organization. I was trying to recall how many chapters we ended up having across the country. There were several. A couple members of our group, including Gail, who was BJ's partner, and my mother, went across country after we had successfully established our chapter and set up several other chapters, or helped in assisting to set up those chapters. The NCCF, as my father mentioned, was formed out of a conference that the Black Panther Party called to develop a united front against what the Panther Party analyzed and felt at that time was the incipient rise of fascism in the United States. And this was a call for a united front involving all communities, all races, and it was a very progressive and idea at the time, and the NCCF was to be a manifestation of that idea. And I would suggest that a united front against fascism is perhaps something we have to re-enter at the present time in this country in our thinking. What was very unique about the NCCF was that for the most part, if not totally, we were a white group, or predominantly white group, which felt at the time that the Black Panther Party had a vanguard perspective and analysis as to what was happening in the United States, and therefore we actually took the leadership of the Panther Party. We fit right into the leadership hierarchy of the party. We functioned like a chapter, unlike some of the other groups who were inspired by the Panthers but worked independently in their community, such as the Young Lords, Puerto Rican community in New York, the Brown Berets, Chicano community, largely in Southern California, the Young Patriots, poor white community in Chicago. We, on the other hand, were a white group that were actually taking our leadership from the Panthers, and we worked much like a Panther chapter. We sold the paper. We helped in its distribution. We went to Panther political education classes. We were 24/7. And that kind of experience, and I'm sure anyone who was working at that time, be it BJ or anyone else, is very hard to communicate to people now what that meant. But it has stayed with me, and I'm sure it has stayed with everyone who was involved in that kind of 24-hour-a-day commitment and camaraderie with a group of people who were dedicated to significant progressive and revolutionary change. And I, for one, became a physician. My inspiration to do that came out of working with the Panthers. We set up a free little medical emergency program in our clinic. I had some experience with Dr. Bert Small. He was my mentor in many ways, who set up the George Jackson Clinic that Sheba talked about. And it was really that work. And I actually went to the Panther leadership after a while and said, how about me going back to school to become a new pre-med and become a Panther? And it was a decision that was made at the highest level. And the kind of compassion and commitment that I experienced at that time working with the Black Panther Party and the people in our own committees stays with me to this day. And I'm sure that everyone, no matter what profession they have chosen and wherever they work, the reality of true commitment, true dedication, and true compassion is something that they all bring to whatever realm that they have ended up working in. And I want to salute all the people who were involved in that time. And I want to suggest to the young people here that we're talking about, for the most part, this party in our group, with some notable exceptions, was made of very young people. We're talking about people in their teens. Well, that was one of the wonderful things about the NCCF and our chat. We had my father, my mother, myself, our family kind of set that in motion. And our youngest member, I think, when we were active in it, I was in my late teens, was 16 years old. And these were people working in their teens and creating amazing change and doing amazing things. One last thing. Our ability to work with the Panthers at that time, as my father mentioned, was because the Panther Party took a very clear perspective on the need to unite with communities of all races and racial backgrounds. And that was a very important point which distinguished them in many ways from some of the other black nationalist organizations at the time. And it allowed us to unite, allowed us to take that leadership. It allowed us to form a group which could work closely with the Panther Party. And one example that I always remember, I played with that lumpen band that Duccio was talking about. I was the saxophone player, one of the two. And we went on national tour. We performed at campuses across the country. We performed in many communities. And at one time, we were performing at a campus in the Midwest. I don't remember the town. All I remember was snowing, and it was cold, and it was wintry. And we had to drive a couple hours to get to this venue. It was a big auditorium on campus. We were invited by the local black student union at that campus. And we performed at a huge auditorium. It was actually the gym. The place was packed. At the end of the concert, the thing was snowing. It was bad outside. It was blizzard. You know, blizzard. It was a mess. And we were living a couple hours away. Well, the black student union invited the black members of the group to stay, but they wouldn't let the two white guys stay at the campus. And the whole group refused. Panthers refused. And we drove back in that blizzard a couple hours, and that was the kind of camaraderie that I experienced and will always remember, always hold close to my heart. And whatever the faults of the Panther Party were, the inspiration and the dedication that it left with all of us is something that will be our legacy, and hopefully we pass it on to our children. I thank everybody for being here.